Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all live on a special breaking news talk show on a Thursday evening, man. I want to let y'all know, man, by popular demand, y'all racers have spoke. Y'all said y'all wanted another show. I made my pattern of my lifestyle and had my wife to forgive me so we can have this special show tonight. Oh, man, the only reason why we're having this special talk show tonight, I've been informed by the little sharp muskin, the Black Elmo, that we have got breaking news on, y'all understand me, a couple of lockups and everything. And we're going to want to talk to y'all about that. I do know one of them is Debo and our hometown hero, Kevin, y'all understand me, out of Marrero. And also Kevin and Mimi, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I'm going to get that verified here in a little bit because hopefully we get these people on the show to verify that action that was supposed to have been taking place that Mo Jesus posted on social media. Now, I'm not saying my little homie is lying or nothing, but I tell y'all, it was breaking news to me. It was something new, and got doggone me, I brought it to the table for y'all to know about it, and boy, it's going to be good. You understand me? I tell y'all, Kevin got his plate full, Mimi and them got their plate full, and Debo got their plate full, because guess what? Anything can happen in racing. You understand me? But with that being said, I'm going to make sure I'm not talking to myself. I think I just opened mic with my homeboy, Wild Thing. And Wild Thing, your mic is open. And I think I just opened the Street Fighter's microphone. Can both of y'all guys hear me?
You're good, bro.
I can hear you loud and clear there, boo.
All right. I appreciate y'all guys for letting me know that I'm not talking to myself. And this talk show is going to last for 1 hour, if it don't rain. If it rains, it's going to last for 2 hours. Now, the reason is because I got a couple of things I need to get done for this race, for us getting everything together. In other words, I got a little business I need to go handle. And other than that, if it break out raining around this area, you understand me, we're going to go for 2 hours. And if y'all don't start locking up around the hour time, we're going to end the show then. But that's what this special show is about. It is specifically for lockups. The way we're going to do this here is that I know, for instance, like Kevin and Debo have locked up, if I get both guys on this show tonight to confirm to me that they are locked up for whatever amount of money that they locked up, I will write down their name on this list to give to my wife. And when they come to that gate, they pay their little $10 for themselves and their car, and they come in. If we need to get on here and say, hey, yeah, that's confirmed, that money is locked, whatever they agreed to be locked, they two agree for it, be recorded on the show. You understand me? They will also get in for $10, the car and the driver only. And with that being said, let me go down here. I got a couple of mics I need to open right quickly before I'm going to get off into what the show is going to be about. And we got a couple of people. I think Mr. Rent going to come over here later on today because Mr. Rent trying to get locked up also. So with that being said, hold on, 504-7886.
What up, Boone?
What's going on, buddy? Who am I speaking with?
Trigger.
Trigger? What's up, Trigger?
Hey, that was at it, baby.
What
we got going on Saturday, Boone?
Well, as you know, we got quite a few grudge raisers locked up already. I mean, from Phil to a lot of different other lockups, Phil and High Rob. We're doing a 28-tile shootout. We're doing a true street car shootout. And I supposedly I'm expecting a bunch of guys to come down from up north Mississippi and Tennessee because they canceled that race up there in Tennessee. A lot of class races are supposed to be coming down. So if I get enough cars to run the 6-0 and the 7-0 class, we will be running the 6-0 and the 7-0 class if we get enough cars. Because I'm looking at it like this way. Me and Mo Jesus talked about it. The track is going to go hot at 4 o'clock. All right?
Right.
The track go hot at 4 o'clock, we're gonna let the 6-0s and 7-0 classes test and tune first. We're going to let them get a hit or two in whatever time permits us. Y'all got to keep in mind, we're pushing against time. Y'all already know, in the heat of the day, grudge racing is probably not going to go down that track. But I can tell y'all, from what Scott Taylor had posted on social media, he started working on that track today, according to his post. Now, I do know that we're going to have a prep track, and it's going to be good. And I've known Scott Taylor, and I know the work that he do. And Scott Taylor is a racer, a small-time racer also, and a big-time racer. And he knows what it takes to get down that track because he rents the track. He's the lease owner of that track. So he knows what it takes. But with that being said, man, like I said, none of that is in writing for the 6-0 and the 7-0. But if we have enough people there, I'm going to make a list. I'm going to have a little piece of paper and a pen, and I'm going to make a list. Matter of fact, I'm going to have an orange folder in my hand with a bracket setup thing on it. And I will put the names on it as they come to me. And if we do a roll call, those people pay whatever they want to agree to pay. If it's $50 for the class or $75 for the class, whatever it may be, me and Mo Jesus are going to put money on top of that. You understand me? And like I said, I'm going to get further into it. Let me open up these mics. I'm going to get further in detail of what I'm doing. 601. 8840, your mic is hot. Who am I speaking with?
What's going on, Boom? This is Debo.
Uh-oh. There he is, y'all, with Tinkle Bells on. One of the first 601 numbers that hit the one button, man. Ooh-wee, man. I can tell y'all, man, I think it's going to get good, Debo. Unless you just got something to get off your chest, Debo, unless you got to get it off your chest right now, can you please hold it until I get all these mics open, or do you want to get off your chest now?
What do you prefer, Boom? Whatever you want me to do, it don't matter.
I don't know how much pressure you got on you, man. I don't know how much pressure you got on you.
I got a lot of pressure, man, a lot of pressure.
Uh-oh, well, go ahead, do your thing then. It's yours, go ahead.
All right, me and Kevin with the Malibu, we locked up today, 2 on 1,000, and maybe more, but we locked up today, 2 on 1,000.
Okay, yeah, 200 on 1,000 or better. Yeah, that's good. That's a good bet. That's a good bet.
Right.
That's a good bet. That's a damn good bet.
And I got something else I want to get off my chest now. If Rent really want to run, If you want to lock in something, I will lock in 2 on 15 or better. If he want to race,
2 on 15.
All of that 5,000, all of that right there. I ain't for all of that there. I come to race.
Mm-hmm.
I the racer don't pay my bills.
Right,
That's just a hobby for me.
But now, Debo. Now you know how we doing this here. When you roll through them gates, you gonna drop your lockup money at that gate. That's how we gonna do this today.
The recorder is recorded.
When you roll through them gates, you're going to drop your $200 off at the gate. My wife is listening to this conversation, all right? So she's going to be aware of this, and she's going to be there like Tinker Bell. And when Kevin rolled through them gates, he's going to drop his $200 down. Now, with that being said, that's going to be $400. Now, what kind of time you and Kevin discuss?
Well, we didn't discuss no kind of time or whatever, you know. I understand what he was telling me, that he said he was telling me that, you know, he was tuning on his car too. Me, myself, I'm going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever time he wants to run, I'm going to be ready.
Okay. All right. That's understood. No pressure, in other words, on that. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me go down the list. Now that you got that little bit off your chest, let me go on down because I see some more 601 numbers, and I see some 662 numbers too. Let me open these mics, Debo. Don't you go nowhere, and we're going to get this shit straightened out. And we're going to get this shit locked the fuck in, because that's what we're doing today. We locking the fuck in or getting the fuck off the show. That's what it is. 504-5350. Who am I speaking with?
It's easy, Boom. I was just letting you know I'm in the house, man. Looks like this going to be a good one Saturday, man.
Oh, man. We've been waiting 3 years for this one race.
Yeah, it looks like this is going to be a good one, man. Got me excited.
Yeah, Mother Nature. Hey, and guess what? I think your son excited too. I see your son today. Your son do FedEx. He delivered for FedEx, and I was right there at the doctor's office. He was delivering some mail, and he said, "I asked him, was he going to the race, Ed?" He said, "If my pa going, I'm going." So down on our head, y'all want to go? So
we ride together, man.
All right, that's what's up. Well, all right, y'all put your phone on mute. You know what I'm saying? So you get ready to say something. I'm finna go on down this list so I can get everybody on the show with their mic wide open. 504-2275. Your mic is out. Anytime.
What's going on?
Go ahead.
On, big homie? What's going on, fellas? Greetings, well. How y'all doing?
There he is, y'all. The Lil Muskin, y'all. The Elmo. What do you say, Mo?
Oh, man. Nothing much. This doggone going over a few things, filling a few jugs up to the generator up. Got all 690 bottles topped off. Shit. Hey, I'm ready to doggone see if I can doggone get this thing figured out in the past or two, and shit, put on a show my motherfucking self.
That's what's up. But Moses, before you get up into that, let me get the other mics over. I got 3 more mics to open. Let me open these guys' mic, let them know they're open, and I'm gonna come directly back to you because I know you got a few things to clarify. I think you was the one that orchestrated the lockup between Ebo and them and everything, and that way we can get everything out in the open, just like the song said. Hold on just a second, all right? I'm going to turn the floor right back over to you. All right, 601-3439, your mic is hot.
609-6-601-3439.
Who that? Okay, well, whoever you are, mute your phone so we can't hear none of your background noise. Because I hate to have to go do an investigation to find out who's making noise in the background. Everybody that's not talking, that I open your mic, please be respectful and put your phone on mute. That way we can't hear your background. I just opened the mic up 662-4248. Your mic is hot.
Yo, what's going on? I was trying to see if Debo wanted to do it tonight. I just texted him. He said he got to check what he's saying. So I put my phone on mute.
Okay, that's cool. That's what you stay on here, man. And and whenever you get ready to talk, just take your phone off mute, and you can chime in. And just, you know, this is an open flow for the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not just for no one racer. It's an open flow for the world. Okay. Just whenever you get to, just say, "Hey, boom, hey, boom," and then I'll give you the flow. This is y'all talk show, man. I'm just the host. Y'all racers, man. Y'all are the reason why we on this show. You know what I'm saying? Me. So 504-8280. Your mic is hot. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Kevin.
There he is, y'all. Mr. Kevin. Yeah. Mr. Kevin, hold that thought. Yeah. Hold that thought right quick. Let me get the flow back to Elmo. But y'all are welcome to, you know, come in and say, hey,
yeah,
boom, hey, boom, or whoever's speaking, just, you know, step
oh,
in.
Yeah.
But we're not going to, nobody's going to be rude. Nobody's going to step on nobody. You know what I'm saying? We're all going to get an opportunity to talk. Everybody got opinion on this talk show, no matter whether you think Kevin going to win, whether you think Devo going to win, whatever may be happening. But it is what it is. And I'm just going to put it all the way out there. Now, Devo, you already know how many you do it. It's $40. I charge you $40 for every Louis. What's Slick? We need to get Slick Williams on here. I need to get Slick Williams on here. But Mo Jesus, you got the flow right now. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah. Yeah, boom. We doggone, we got Mr. Kevin Lane locked in with Mr. Devo. I know you both of you guys talked already about it. And, with me being Kevin in the same camp, I know what Kevin got going on. But Devo, is it a certain time you're trying to run by? Or, you know, so y'all want to just leave it open as long as y'all get it off? Or do y'all want to set a time up?
Well, as long as we get it off, you know, it's fine with me. Whatever he want to do, once I pull it through the gates, you know, the way my tune is, I ain't got to make a pad. That's up with him, you know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah,
that's cool.
As far as me, I just got to make a hit and see how it does, and we go from there. You know, I ain't got to make too many, I don't think.
Okay.
That's a bet.
I think that sounds good. I think that sounds good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, hopefully we get enough 6-0 or 7-0 cars there and Chester Tuners there. We're going to get them guys rolling on that hot track at 4 o'clock straight up. And go ahead. Somebody trying to say something? Go ahead.
Hey, that Malibu got a big block car. Big block car, small block car.
The Malibu is a big block car, yes.
Oh, okay. Big Charles Willie Ball.
Yes,
big time
really ball.
You want to run a small block chassis car?
Well, I don't even know what car that is. I'm already running a small block chassis car.
It's a Dodge Daytona, little fucking turd, piece of shit.
Well, I don't know. We'll find out when I get up there. I can't tell you right now. I don't even know what car it is.
Okay.
You know? But I'm still in the middle of
getting
my car ain't even finished, man.
Right.
We're still getting it together.
Okay.
So.
I feel you.
I'm just saying no. I'm just saying I don't know right now.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Right. And I think not to toot his horn. If I'm not mistaken, he already got two lockup. Are you going to run me now, Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I mean,
yeah, we're
going to
get that.
Basically,
together.
What he's saying is that after he gets through the two lockups, he got. You know what I'm saying? Down on your ass, he may go. But, you know, like I said, he already got two. So, you know what I'm saying? So he can't commit to you on that. But he will investigate you. You know what I'm saying? Because I can tell you, you're talking to a guy that loves a race. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he loves. I think he comes from the bracket racing world. And he just fell in love with this grudge racing world. And, you know, and he's just doing his thing right now, man. And he want to.
No,
he told me
he was
trying to cut him away.
I never did bracket.
Oh, you didn't?
You know, I used to street.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I used to do street racing way back, but nothing like this.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That's all.
Well,
yeah,
I do know one thing.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay. Hey, there it is. And one thing about it, Easy Money? 662, 4248. Who that is? Easy Money?
Yeah.
Small block Chesica?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's Easy Money. He got a Daytona. That's a little Daytona, little green and gray, if they ain't changed the color on. But y'all will see each other. If once he complete these two lockup, Easy Money, if he got all fresh and he feel like running again, I don't think Kevin gonna have no problem with it, but hey, you know what I'm saying? He got to cross two bridges before he can get to the third one. So
yep,
but,
that's right.
With that being said,
Hey, boom.
What up? Go ahead.
Look, I just want to touch on something and put it out there for anybody who may be listening or may know someone with a car that may fit this the criteria of what I'm about to speak on. I have two guys that's interested in doing a 650 class. Is there enough cars? Is there anyone out there that may know someone that may want to do a 650 has a 650 car and want to run a 650 class, if we get, you know, just say four cars at the minimum, we're going to go ahead on and run the doggone 650 class and put something on top of it, you know?
Right, absolutely. Okay.
This race is for the racers, you know what I'm saying? It's for the racers, and we just want everybody, not just the doggone 28 tire guys, not just the doggone street car guys, not just the 6.0 guys, not just the 7.0 guys, not just the 650 guys. If we get enough doggone big tires, you know what I'm saying, I'll put something on top of them. You know, if we will get enough big tires and them guys want a doggone, let's just say, all we get doggone X amount of big tire cars and they want to put up $100 or $150, I'll put something on top of it, you know what I'm saying? We get enough doggone big tire guys in there, you know what I'm saying? Just the doggone make a class and make it worth everybody wild, you know what I'm saying? You know, let's give the fans, you know, because all of us, that even the guys that own cars are fans of the game. Let's give everybody a show, you know what I'm saying? Let's put on a show. And I don't care about, you know, if I make a crime dime. If I get my money back, what I put into the race, I leave out that doggone track smiling from idiot. And I had a good time, I leave out there from idiot smiling. So I just want to see the show, and I want a dog to get a fans a show, and I want to get a race a real good time.
That's right. And I ain't going to tell y'all no lie. I got a coupe. I got my old regular-ass van running, old gangsters, a Dodge van, ugly as hell. But I'm going to have somebody loaded down with stuff. And we're going to roll that bean footage, I can tell you that. We're going to roll that bean footage, that staging lane. We're going to be, y'all going to go into y'all proper positions, like, the grudge races on the outskirts next to the road, to the gate. That's the grudge races going to go over there because they're going to go around. And y'all racers have got, I'm going to beat this on the microphone when I get on it. Y'all have got to do things in order for us to help us run this in order. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Scott Taylor's going to be on the premises, and my staff will need, I'm going to tell y'all something we're not going to do. We're going to let y'all guys come up there. But if y'all come up there, either stand in the center or stand over the guardrail onto the side where they got that designated area. The reason why is because we don't want y'all guys filling up that prep on y'all shoe. Y'all think about it, man. Scott Taylor them spraying that stuff on that track, and we walking out there with all our shoes on that road. It ain't going to be long before all the prep going to be at the bottom of our shoe. So, hey, when a big grudge race come up, yes, we're going to let y'all come up behind the cars and all the other stuff that we always do in the grudge game, okay? Yes, we're going to do that. But the moment that race is over, we're going to want everybody to get on back, off that road, man. Because I can tell you, what's her name, Famika, she had a great race up there in Kent, man. And, you know, and it was just that people was in the road taking up the prep on the bottom of their shoe, man. And we have to nip that in the bud. Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to speak on that, boom. Neil and his crew, should I say, did a real good job prepping doggone the junkyard track. That track was working. But after so long, by having many people in the doggone lanes walking through it, the you know what I'm saying, they pulled all the glue up off the doggone track, and it was hard to tune.
It was all about that shoe.
So it was, it had no glue on the starting line, but once you got 10 feet out, you know what I'm saying, the track was real tight. So it was kind of difficult to tune for that, you know what I'm saying? And that was just an example of letting us know, you know, what come about with having all those people on the doggone starting line. So that's why Boom is speaking on that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that we need the doggone address that, because the track was good. Neil did a real good job on that. That track was working. But after so long, all those people in the staging lane, man, they were pulling all the doggone glue up with their tennis shoes, you know what I'm saying? Doggone dirty tennis shoes.
I'm just going to keep it real with them, Mo. I'm going to tell her what our tuna said. Before we got there, our tuna said, ooh-wee, this motherfucker right, Mo. We was on the highway because we got stuck in Jackson traffic. Y'all know Jackson got construction work going on. John Perkins, that's his name. John Perkins said, that's 1 hour tuna. And John Perkins said, boom, Mo, this motherfucker here is ready. And when we got there, that motherfucker was ready. But goddamn, after we made the first pass and come back up there and jump a while, John Percy is walking away, man. They pulling up their shoes, man. And that was true. But like I said, we're gonna make that happen. I'm not gonna defy y'all races, which I like to come up and be up close with it. But at the same time, we're gonna be respectful for the other races that's trying to get out there and gamble, like Devo and Kevin and Rent and all these guys that's coming to gamble, because we're gonna have a nice size 28 tire shootout. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do know that, and we got quite a few street cars True Street cars gonna come in too. That's the classes that we promoted on our flyers. The True Street and the 28 Tire Shootout. No wheelie bars, no chassis car. You understand me? I mean, you can't have a big block. You can't have turbo. You can't have all that. All that there. But the only rules is no bigger than a 28W and no wheelie bar and no chassis car. That's the only rules to the 28 Tire Shootout. Now, the True Street, y'all already know what True Street is. True Street is going to be ran this way, and I'm going to talk about it in the driver's meet, which will be about 5:30. Somewhere in that time, we're going to do the cruise around 6. True Street going to get in line. We're going to leave out the track. We're going to ride the same route they always go to. You're going to immediately go come in the gate and go directly to the staging lane. Now, we're going to give y'all 20 to 30 minutes to cool down or whatever it takes. A True Street car shouldn't need no time to cool down anyway. But we're going to give y'all that time because some of y'all got small fuel cells. And y'all might need to put some bottles in because some people don't ride with their bottle in the heat. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to go back there and get your bottle. Bring everything back up to the car and do what you need to do. And we're going to start racing, and we're going to pull numbers then. We're not going to pull numbers before we leave because somebody may not make it back. Then we be done pull bad. Then somebody going to get the buy that shouldn't be getting the buy. And all that type of stuff to go along. That's why I love this going to people's race, seeing what goes on, the good and the bad and the ugly. You understand me? Because I learn from that. I look and I learn and I listen. Everything that goes on at a race. That's why y'all see me. Y'all might call me nosy, but I'm learning something. I learn from it. When a person have a bad race and do something bad at their race, I learn not to do that. You understand me? So with that being said, we got quite a few people on the talk show today. And if there's anybody else on here, I would really love for everybody that's on here, and I see y'all phone numbers, and I don't want to put nobody on blast. I would like for everybody to press the 1 button. Let the racing world know that, D-Boy, I see a 601 number. I see a 601 phone number. 601-9262. I think that's you and Henry, y'all.
What's going on, bro?
Uh-oh. There he is, y'all. That's the Martin brother. I already know what that is. I see him and Ken.
I
see him and Ken.
Lil Will still out here, bro?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, Roger, he'll run you for a little time. Just give you a race. Can't nobody that argue now. He'll run you for a little time.
Who said that?
Roger. He said, we'll get there. You get tested in, we get down in, we'll run for a little time.
What time y'all talking about?
We'll probably do it about between 8:30 and 9.
Okay.
He said, tell the way we'll do it for a little time. He ain't say how much. He just said, tell the way we'll do it for a little time. Nobody won't give no race.
All right. Oh, who you say?
Roger. My cousin, Roger Fox.
Who?
The crackhead in Little Will, the pink eye.
Who?
My cousin, Roger. the one that owned the car.
Roger?
He said, we'll run you. Roger.
With the pink car?
Oh, Roger. No, what's the guy?
Yeah.
I think what's the guy trying to run y'all?
Who?
Lewis. Yeah.
But tell Lewis we'll do it.
Oh, yeah. I think he's coming down to run y'all. Yeah, he just texted me. Yeah, he coming down to run y'all.
Good. Yeah, we'll run. Yeah, we'll run.
Okay.
We'll get the track. He get down and we get down in. Like, you know, Louis will have problems if they able to get the track too, like we do. So we'll run him. And we'll get down in. We'll run 28:39.
Okay. All right.
Probably, it might be 4 then. We'll just let both of them get down in.
Okay.
Well,
y'all, we'll go to bowling. Right. Y'all go to bowling. Let them know. Y'all, we ready. We'll get both of them to get them on up and around in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right, we got somebody else. Sue, 504. 504-6207. Your mic hot.
Man, it's Kurt, bro. I'm just listening in, checking y'all out, man.
Oh, that's what's up. All right. I want everybody to click the 1 button, man. Everybody that's on here tonight, press the 1 button. Let the racing world know that y'all in here. Y'all ain't got to lock nobody in. Just let the racing world know. Let us know who your racing team is, man. There's a lot of people out there, you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh, another 601 number. Boy, I tell you. 601-6789. 601-6789. 6789.
Yo, this me, baby. The smoke dog.
I got a few What's things going on I with need
you, to say. I can't call it. Okay. Can't kill no one than that, boom. But my thing is the street car. The street car play. And my legal for the street car is Mo.
Now, who does this again?
Smoke, boom, smoke.
Smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, smoke. Hey, smoke. Hey, smoke. Okay. What's happening, partner? You talking about with the Camaro?
Yeah,
the Camaro.
As long as you make that ride and get back. Like I said, the rule is, I'm gonna tell y'all the rule before y'all go. The rule is, you're gonna make that ride. We're coming back straight to the staging lane. So you got today, tomorrow, and Saturday early to get your game playing together. Now, if you got a smaller tank, you know one thing. When you get back, you're going directly to the staging lanes lined up. Then we're going to draw them tickets, draw them cards, them tokens, and you understand me? And then we're going to go racing. You understand me? So, yeah, my man said you feel him. So, you in.
I answer this question. I don't know if he on the radio or not. KL, do you want to lock in and do something?
KL, okay. Hold on. Let me get KL on here. Hold on. We got another 601 number while I work on getting KL on, okay? I'm going to open another mic while I work on getting KL on, okay? That's cool?
All right.
Hold on. Just stay on there, Smoke. Don't go nowhere. 601-0172, your mic is hot. Who am I speaking with?
You know who it is, boo. You already know.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Hey, boy,
there you are, y'all. Mm-hmm.
We just listen. We gonna be in the house. We got a car coming.
Hey. Y'all got me. Look. I'll motherfucking lock and set up before one.
Man, we just like you. Man. We got an untested car. We just cranked it up and put it together yesterday.
Man, I ain't saying this shit.
Like
I ain't
you,
saying that. Y'all the one made the call out. Y'all, you know.
Hold up. Did Ali say his brother-in-law died? He was in Texas the whole week, last week. So it throws us behind.
June, you already know. We just trying to get some understanding. We ain't got to go that well. You know, we good.
If the car was ready, we'll be there. 401 to get dead on your goddamn ass, but it just ain't ready.
I'm trying to find out if I got to change jets or not. That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Do whatever you got to do, because we ain't going to be there, but we got with that car.
All right.
Yeah, because it ain't catching. We ain't made damn pass or nothing. We don't know what the hell the car going to do. But soon we get ready, we're going to come try you now. Don't run too far in the bushes.
Well, you know one thing. I ain't ever ran from no motherfucking body. If I can't do nothing with you, I can't do nothing with you. But if I think I got a chance,
that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm scared y'all gonna wait too long and we're gonna get that motherfucker figured out and y'all ain't gonna want nothing to do with it.
Hey, it might be the same way for you now. You might figure it out too.
I ain't gonna be like that for me.
Okay. It's gonna be a good one. Whatever we do, Tyler. And you ain't got the word.
Well, he's just gonna be a clown though.
Man, I'm a veteran, man, y'all it ain't gonna be a good shit. Once y'all get that motherfucker figured out, y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Hey, like you just said, if you beat us, all day we can do is tell you, man, you too much for us. That's all we can tell you. Shake your hand.
You right about that?
That ain't nothing to right there.
Your mic open, Crackhead. Your mic is open. We can hear you talking.
Hold it down.
I'm finna call KL in, okay? Hold it down. Hold the show down, Mo. I'm finna call KL in, all right?
Gotcha. But yeah, doggone. Kurt, what's going on today, Thursday? You say you had some stuff you need to say about Thursday.
I do got some news though. I was waiting on my tuner to get back in town.
Uh-huh.
And he just made it in town, but he ain't gave me no No answer yet what he going to do by Saturday, because he got to, you know what I'm saying, get settled in and shit. But you know what I'm saying, he back.
Okay. I heard Huckleberry going to be there. So you going to come back to Curtis.
Yeah, I'm going to be there too.
The boy been on the goddamn shrimp boat. Check the shrimp.
That's the only thing they look like they're going to have a good chance of catching.
Hey, Kurt.
But, yeah.
Hey, you say your car going to be there?
Nah, my car ain't going to be there.
Oh, why?
Nah, I ain't going to be there. Smoke. Yeah.
Hey,
Smoke.
You ain't got the blue team open?
Yeah.
Hey. What you think we can do if I drive guns though against you?
Man, listen at this, Kirk. I don't play them.
Please leave your message for.
I can't do no guns on no fight.
Yeah. I respect that. I respect that.
All right. I'm back on, y'all. I got KL online. Go ahead, KL.
Yeah, you can hear me? I had a pretty press right one when I got the word or whatever.
Yeah, we're good.
Smoke, what
you hey, hey Smoke, they're okay here.
Hey, KL. What's up? You want lock up like Trails, say
it. What?
Come out.
The black horn?
Yeah, the black horn. Called the cock over the angry Mitch.
I don't know, bro. I'm going to beat that with my cuddle.
I mean, you know, they ain't telling me nothing, but I'm like, Mo, now I need to know what I need to change it or not, or what I need to do. But, you know, you always said I always ran from you, so, I mean, you going to be up in
Yeah. But that'd be at our local place, you know what I mean? So, this church is something
I tell you what, then, KL, this what I do. And
I don't want no handicaps, no none of that. So we ain't about to do that.
No, listen.
I'll do handicaps. What you got?
I'm trying. You gonna let me talk or what?
What you got? All
right. You say you gonna be there with your car. Me and you like a two race. All right. When I beat you at the track at home, I leave there and follow you back to the pad and run your head fuck up down there.
No. Nah, man.
So what you talking about your local? I'm just saying,
that's where I race at down here. But at the track, I'm not locking. I ain't gonna lock in with nobody going to the track. I ain't no tracker like that. So when I get there, I'm just gonna engage when I get there.
Okay.
You know?
Answer this question, Nick.
I just don't give a fuck on the street.
Yeah, answer this, Nick. Okay.
I'm listening.
Yo, man, words. If a man ain't got his word, he ain't shit. All right. After this course, I ain't asking you to lock in or nothing. Only thing I'm asking you is lock in and tell you if I lock in and say I'm gonna come to the pad and run you one day this week before stage. All right. Come down there and run you. I beat you. Is you gonna run me at hood when you get that day?
No. You not gonna make it down here before we get to the track.
You figure
it. I'm saying you accept if I just say I can't fuck with you.
No, hell no.
Well, fuck. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you then.
Well, I see, man, you can't come up with no agreement, so I just follow back and mute my mic.
I mean, Smoke. No, listen. My point is, I mean, I should have enough background for you to know when I'm coming to engage. You follow what I'm saying?
I should
at least have that decency. You know what I'm saying? If I say I'm coming to engage, I'm coming to engage.
But you're
you know?
All the way around me, so I know how that shit go. But if you get there, I feel if you get there, I'm just saying, if I come, you saying local race, I'm saying if I come run you on the pad, will you run that whole thing? That's all I'm asking.
But you're not coming, but you're not making your way to the pad before we go to the track.
Listen at this. If you give me your word and say that you're going to run me today, whether you win, lose, or draw at the pad, I will come to the pad one day this week before state.
All right, well, you coming tomorrow?
Lord, that means.
You coming tomorrow?
Shit, he might come tonight. He might be on
the
way. That's
what I'm saying. I might load up and come tonight. I'm saying, I'm going to come before
man,
state.
Smoke, load up and come tonight. Load up and come tonight, Smoke. Load up and come tonight.
I tell you what, as soon as I'm going to pull back up, I'm gonna let you know, goddamn, whether I'm coming or not tonight. But before said, if you tell me you're going to run me, I'm going to come down there and run you.
All right, let me step in. Let me step in. So, all right, okay, Kel. What you want you to do is this, Kel. What you do is here. If you want to. Now, this is just my opinion. Hold on. Somebody got their mic open. A lot of background noise. Hold on. Who got all that background noise, bro? Hold on. I'm gonna mute everybody's mic.
That's me, boom. I'm finna mute my mic. Hold on.
Okay, well, hurry up, man. That hurt my. I got these new headphones, man. These motherfuckers hurt my ears, man. Thank you. All right, there we go. See, that's what we're talking about on the show, man. We got to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all know y'all don't talk to us, so go in a room where all the kids in another room and you in another room, so, you know, we can keep peace. All right, now go ahead, KL, and all of us. Now, let me say my opinion. I'm going to move out of the way. Now, the man said,
Hold up, before you say that. My point is, I don't have no car I got to set up for the track or set up for this or that. I just got one universal car, so I race at the pad. I don't race at the track, so. I'm not about to sit here and lock something in for the track.
So
I don't have a race
car. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm coming engaged and do what I do. But I'm not about to have a, you know, I don't have a type of car. I'm about to set it up for the track type of this and that. Nah, I got a car that's just a car. I just got what I got. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, on the street, it is what it is. On the track, I ain't saying nothing.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. I got something out of your motherfucking ass, a true street car, just like you too. A motherfucking car.
But what I'm saying, though, boo, all I'm saying is, if this is what I'm saying, boo, all the races on
okay.
there, like, most
let's get that established.
All this, well, family. Okay, but at
right.
the end of the day,
right.
if every time I see you at the track, I talk about what I was going to do or what I am going to do to you. I've been chasing this man for long ever since he had that blue.
Nah, man, you ain't been chasing me, man. Stop that, man. You ain't been chasing me, man.
So I ain't show up at State Capitol with the white car and told you, get out. You said, I left my car at home. Oh, but I'm going to beat your ass.
What I'm supposed to tell you if I don't have no car there, bro.
All right, then, KL. Just fuck it, KL. Don't even worry about race. I mean,
that's cool. That's cool. But I'm saying you're making me the bad dude.
They go get that number on the side map that I wrote down on. Hello?
Yeah.
But shit got mighty quiet over here.
Yeah, I'm still here, boo. But hey, I mean, I don't want to talk to KL. I'm gonna find me some other motherfucker.
Yeah, go ahead.
What time track the gates gonna open?
The gates gonna open at 12:00. Gates gonna open at 12:00. Track gonna go hot. Yeah, the gates gonna open at 12:00. Track gonna go hot at 4:00. The reason is I got a lot of people coming from out of town that want to get there early, specifically Case Racing. Some guys want to get there early, set up. Cause I do know Case Racing is gonna race two both of the shootouts I got. He's gonna run the 28 time shootout and he's gonna run the true street shootout. So he wants to get there early, get set up and get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Just like everybody else wanna be there.
I'm just gonna bring Trigger out there to make a couple of hits. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, but now hey, I already know. Do that there. Bring Trigger, make a couple of hits, but I already know that if you out there and if Don Bourne is out there, y'all gonna draw down on somebody. I already know that. So
I ain't
worried about
that. Right now. But I tell you what, Trigger's on kill right now.
That's what's up. Smoke.
Yeah,
Smoke.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an old man, old white man, been lurking for KL, and I didn't want to tell KL that he's coming, but he heard the conversation that we have right now. I hope KL don't go in the bushes because that man's coming. The man come from way up there from Starkville, Mississippi. He got I think it's a Bergen vet, like a 05 or 06 vet. He said he been chasing KL just as long as you've been chasing KL. And he said down on KL ass, he gonna go when he get there. He been wanting to come to the tent, but he ain't never made it there. But that man gonna be looking for some action too. So if you trying to run a true street car, you can see it when you get there.
You basically saying he's been smart all the time.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, man.
He's been smart all this time by not coming to play.
Yes, indeed. He said he's coming. He said he's coming, KL. He was the one that called and told me about the cancellation and canceling that race in Tennessee. And I think he's a class racer, but he's been trying to race KL, man. He just loves him some KL. I don't know if he's fascinated with the videos he's been seeing you, KL. But he just want to put something on your motherfucking head. He said, I'm an old man. He said, I'm an old man. I'm gonna show them youngsters what the old folks can do. I ain't gonna lie. So he came down the hood one time before and his car caught on fire. After he had made a pass, the back of his car had caught on fire.
I remember him.
Yeah, that's the man. That's him. That's the older cat. Yeah, he Mr. Ritchie. His name is Mr. Ritchie. And he coming down, and I would just let Smoke know that that's somebody he could jug at once he see him on the premise. So he gonna be there, and I think there'll be quite a few speakers out there, and I already know Smoke gonna act bad. He gonna draw down on the motherfucker and every damn thing else. So I already know,
man,
how they're going to turn out right there.
Smoke just be blowing smoke over the phone, man. You know how Smoke is.
Hey, KL.
He humble in person, you hear him?
I'm going to tell you like
this,
KL. Okay. Hey, boom. Say this now, boom. Now, you was at the track. Who raced it? What? I think Lee Kurt raced, right? Lee Kurt, you was on the mic, right? Okay, everybody
yeah,
out
yeah,
there
yes,
all
was.
Day that day, right around.
You're right.
Mo Jesus, you was at the starting line too. Everybody sat there all day long. I drove straight through the gate, pulled to the staging lane, got up on the track. They stopped me. I was finna make a pass. I went to talk and shit. They said, why this guy will run you? Boom, what the fuck did I do?
I've been seeing you doing your thing.
I get that. I came straight out the trailer. Beat old boy as they pointed out. Came back around, parked the car in the staging lane, then pulled it to the trailer. Drove the car back around to the staging lane and then stopped there. When the green Camaro came up, I told them to hurry up, get their money up. I pulled that back on the track, got in the lights and beat this fucking ass over. You tell me how the fuck I'm blowing smoke, KL. I bet you won't lock your weekend in, your must ass in, and get in the lights at the track.
I ain't locking in, bro.
So, unfortunately,
like
you said blowing smoke on the phone.
Oh, no, I ain't saying I was locking in. I can't make no noise on that one.
Oh, okay.
Until I get there.
I understand. You ain't going to make no noise when you get there. Hey, boom, you cooking at the track.
Man. Let's not even talk about that. I'm going to answer the question. No. All I was going to do is
just lock one of your pork chops in with KL. But KL, I tell you what, this what we'll do. It ain't even all about the money with me. I tell you what I do. Let's lock in a hamburger at the concession stand that you don't even run me when you get to the track.
All right, fuck, we lock a burger in.
Sitting there, though. I'm going to break your ass. I'm just going to give you something. Give myself something to talk about.
You like that bird, man?
Yes, indeed. But, man,
I'm
look, guys.
Go
All right. Well, we're gonna roll on down because I need everybody. We got a full house. I need everybody on here that they have not hit the one button. We want to know. There goes somebody right there. 504-7657. Who am I speaking with? What race you this is?
Well, yeah, I'm Boom. This Pete. I'm just checking in. You hear me?
Okay, that's what's up, Pete. That's what's up. I need everybody else to hit the one button. Come on, y'all, hit the one button. We just want to know who all in the house listening in, man. What race team is here? Go ahead. 7937.
What's up, Boom?
There he is, y'all.
What's up, Boom?
Mr. Field, y'all. I'm chilling.
Hey, man.
With you.
Hey, bro. I got something I need to say. Then I'm about to get off the mic, bro. I'm going to jail Saturday evening, bro, after your race, bro. I'm about to get two charges, bro. I'm getting a rape charge Saturday evening. So I just want y'all to know I'm turning myself in after the race, you heard me?
Okay, I'm a bill, bro. I'm
going to y'all. Yeah, well, because I'm going to get two rape charges. Cause I'm going to rape D Brown ass and I'm going to rape Hot Rod ass. You heard me? So
uh-oh.
I got to rape him. I'm going to turn my motherfucking self in. So head of police on Saturday.
So what you saying that you're going to go for statutory rape?
Bro, I'm a boy going to be statutory rape. Straight up. Straight up. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no more to say. So I'm going to get you some cat tonight and get you some cat tomorrow. So when I take some cat, Chad, I'm going to let you go to jail.
Huh?
Say it again?
Yeah.
There's smoke. I hear you picking on that little man. You pick on me. I'll cut your ass up, too.
Who you talking to, Phil?
I'm telling Smoke. I see you up there picking on KL. Tell him he can pick on me. I'll touch his ass up, too. We playing.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm going on mute. Smoke, did you hear that?
Field for president?
Uh-oh. Smoke, did you hear that? Smoke couldn't have heard that. Because he's supposed to be clicking the fuck out right now. Smoke couldn't have heard that.
Oh.
He's supposed to be clicking the fuck out. Hey.
I want him to click out.
Hey, Smoke. Lord, if you have mercy, man. Smoke must be done fell. Smoke have got to be done fell off.
I got to go down. I got a hot date. You know, I'm trying to get my little bit because I know tomorrow and today my last day on the street. So I know I already got my bond money out for Saturday night because I'm going to do rape parties. But I mean, I just want y'all to know I'm sorry if I could mess up y'all situation here.
I just want to speak
my mind, so I'm going to let a nigga beat up on me, and I go off and beat up on me, y'all, or whoever got something small to say, but I will see your motherfucking ass Saturday, and have a good day. You hear?
What's up? Feel done spoke, y'all. Well, I'm quite sure Smoke did not hear that little bit right there. I'm quite sure Smoke didn't hear that. If Smoke would have heard that, he'd be goddamn posted right about now.
John Rivers for the win.
John Rivers for the win, the man said. Yes, indeed, man. It's going to be good, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you all that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. If we got anybody else that want to speak, let the racing world know that y'all are out there listening in. Y'all coming to the race or y'all going to be in the building. Y'all looking for a race and don't want to lock in right now, hit the one button. Let the racing world know that you're listening in and that you want to lock in, but you want to make sure you go down the track good and all the other good stuff before you want to lock in. And that's cool, too. Oh, so just press the one button. Just hit the one button, and I'm going to open your mic up, and we can go from there. How many people are going to hit the
can one buddy find
right.
that?
I'm going to open up this. All right. I got somebody from 601. 601-9145. Your mic is hot. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah. This is G-Unit. I was just checking in.
Hey, what's that? G-Unit? What y'all guys
what's
doing,
happening?
Man?
I don't know.
We
might try
to
something
we get there. Okay, that was up. Hey, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but, hey, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to it but to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, we having a race September 8th at Hattiesburg also.
Okay, all right. That's what this talk show, y'all. Send your representatives to talk about it on here, man. You know what kind they're gonna be having classes, or do you know of anything that they're gonna be doing specifically? Or
nah,
I mean, what's going on?
I don't have no class. I don't think we're gonna have no class. We're just gonna do strictly grudge.
Okay, strictly grudge. Okay, testing, tuning, grudging. There we go.
Yeah,
testing, tuning, grudging.
But we're gonna try to. You know,
okay.
We got about 5 or 6. We're gonna try to have all them locked in for that day.
Okay.
Something
okay.
back.
That's what's up, man. That was up.
Probably had a little
well,
white.
Be sure you got y'all.
Had a little white. Mm-hmm. What you say, Boone?
I said, try to hang out some flyers out there so y'all can pass out some flyers, you know?
Oh, yeah, they should be ready tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was up. And,
we should have had a little white truck
yeah.
there. We might try something. You know, we'll try something in a minute.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know y'all will. Y'all got to do something. But goddamn it, boy, when I get off pressure, y'all going to put that motherfucker up in the woods on goddamn woman. I get my little truck running, goddamn
it. You got any trophies over there this year?
Huh?
You got any trophies this year? Trophies.
Yeah, yeah, I got trophies. Yeah. I'm going to have trophies all the time.
I'm going to try to take a dog home this year.
That's what's up, man. That's a good deal, man. You know?
All right. I'll just check it in with y'all.
All right. We know. All right, let me see who is here right here. Oh, Mississippi's coming in. Big, boy. 601. 2961.
Been in. We're gonna try to make it out Saturday. Just come test and fellowship, have a good time.
Okay, then who is here?
Jeremy Dyer.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. Y'all coming out with y'all car, huh?
Yeah, hopefully so, man. If we don't, we gonna see it coming. You know, support. We got a lot of testing. That
okay,
that
was
on the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's going on, big brother?
What's going on, man? Oh man, trying to get in shape, that's all. Trying to get in shape, dude.
I thought it was getting green
what's
a minute ago, man. KL is smoke.
Oh yeah. Them guys gonna get it in, man.
Something gonna happen when they both get to the track. I think something's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be good. I can tell you that. No matter what happens, what they do, you know.
Oh yeah.
I pretty much know the pedigree on Smoke, and I know the pedigree on KL too. You know what I'm saying? Them two cats, they'll race, bro. They'll race.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they do not. They do not like coming to the track and don't race nobody now. They do not like coming to the track and don't race. So. So I hope that's gonna sound like good. All right, somebody got background noise, man, and it's really hurting my ear, man. I don't know. I don't know. Upgraded a little bit and got me some nice headphones, man. And somebody got background noise. If you're not talking, mute your phone. If you're not talking, mute your phone because it's hurting my ear, man. And I'm quite sure it's hurting y'all ear on the other end. I know because y'all hear the same thing I hear. So if you're not talking, mute your phone. Because you hurt my ears, and I know you're hurting other people's ears at the same time. So I need you to mute your phone if you're not talking right now, because you got bad vibes coming through your line right now, and it's hurting my ears. All right, that's more like it, man. I appreciate it. And I know the race appreciate it, man. But yeah, fellas, man, we're gonna it's gonna go down. You understand me? As everybody know, I'm gonna reiterate again. I do know quite a few races going to take place. I can name a couple of the races that's coming up, upcoming races. Like your boy said, they races in September. I know Crackhead in the race is on the 4th, August. James Barton, I don't know if he's on here or not yet, but he has a race at No Problem Raceway on the 28th. The following week, got the man Mo Ray, and I will be emceeing that race also. And I know he got a whole slew of classes he running, man. So y'all class guys that like running the shootouts and all that stuff, I'm mainly going to be doing the nighttime action stuff. So y'all guys come on out and enjoy the festivities, man, over at No Problem with James Barton and myself going to be on the microphone Saturday night. And I heard, well, I know that the Bird Boys him is going to be in the building, and the Green Goblin from Texas is going to be there. Going to run the Bird Boys, and there's a lot of other stuff that I don't know offhand that's going to take place that I would like to get confirmation on from James. So, James, if you're out there, press the one button for me. I'm out here loading stuff up, getting ready to make this ride this weekend, and I ain't got no mics to open right now. I come in here and check the computer, and man, we got a full house, and ain't nobody want to talk about nothing to lock up. But these guys, what Rent at? Rent was, I talked to Rent earlier, and Rent didn't even call in. And Debo said on this live that he would run Rent, man, but he ain't finna run for no $5,000. He want to run, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, for a nice little sum of money, but not that kind of money. But, oh, man, we got to make this happen, bro. This has got to happen.
Hey, Boom.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Boom, you it's just something that ran across my mind, man. I see a lot of guys this year, but they calls out, you know, and everything. I would try to see at the end of the year, man, if you still can throw a banquet, man, you know, so all together, all the racers can get together and sit around, talk shit, eat, and have a good time.
Okay, and guess what? That is going to happen this year. And I'm going to start early. Matter of fact, for the Madisonville Boys race, I'm going to be selling tickets. I know pretty much all y'all guys going to the Madisonville Boys race, okay? I'm going to be selling the tickets for the banquet. And what the money is going to do from the sales of the banquet is going to go towards the hall, the DJ, and the food. And y'all know me and my wife do catering, so the food is going to be on point. If y'all ever eat into my food, y'all know the food going to be off the hinges. So y'all already know we ain't playing with the food side. Before, you know, we're not going to do it on the West Bank. It's going to be on the East Bank. Most likely it's going to be at my friend Hall right here on Diamond. So it won't be far from the pad. So, you know, I've already thought about that. And I tell you, man, we always have a great time with the bankers, man. You know, but you can't do a banquet without support, man. And I can tell you, the last previous banquets, man, you know, me and my wife pretty much came out of pocket on a lot of them, you know. But, you know, we do it for the races, man. And she didn't mind, I didn't mind. So I didn't hear no backlash from her about it. So we are going to do a banquet this year. So all I can tell y'all guys, man, y'all put on for your city, man, because we opened the banquet up to the world. It was just Louisiana and just local. But we done opened the banquet up to the world now. So you could be from Mississippi. You could be from anywhere. Long as you putting on. See, that's what the banquet is for. It's a racist banquet. That's what that is. It ain't got nothing to do with, you understand me, what state you from. So I feel like if any man is putting on, you understand me, like I've seen Smoke come around and just put on for his city and do some despicable shit, you understand me, I've seen KL do some despicable shit. You know what I'm saying? They got some guys that, we do have all different categories. So, therefore, we don't get a lot of things twisted and mixed up. You know what I'm saying? So, we have different categories. Like, you know, the street car guys, you know, don't get tangled up with the with the hot rod guys. You know what I'm saying? So we have to keep all that stuff in line and in track, and so that we can do have that available. But if there's anybody else that wanna hit press the one button, y'all go ahead and press the one button so we can go ahead and get y'all comment in and y'all what's the name, y'all thought in there, so we can continue on with the show. Because as of right now, I don't know if there's anybody trying to lock in. If you're trying to lock in, press the one button. I'm walking into the computer right now, and I'm going to see who hit that one button. So if they want to lock in or want to make a comment or a statement, you understand me, they can make it now. But hold on. We got somebody want to talk right here. What are these Mississippi guys stepping up? I tell y'all. 601-5632. Your mic is hot.
What's up, my man?
Hey, there you go. Uh-oh. Mr. Rick McGee, y'all. Uh-oh, let me see.
I ain't Debo's making no noise, man.
Hey, Debo, they go red. What's going on,
what's
man?
What's going
talk
on, brother? Hey, what's going on? I'm right here.
That nigga's in that location.
Uh-oh.
Hey, hold on. Hold
there
on.
He is.
Phone number said by the police. Hold on.
All right. He passed about state trooper, y'all. You know, you can't be on them telephones out there now, man. Them motherfuckers will blow your ass down, man. Especially
yeah,
hello. He got what's his name, like.
Yeah,
we here. Mhm. Yeah, we here.
Yeah, and this Ren, I'm just on the island, man. See what's up.
Okay, then. That was up, man. Hey, man. I want to let you know, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. We got Debo on here, and Debo said he'll run you, man. But he ain't trying to do it for no
yeah.
lot of money, man.
So,
if y'all.
When we first started talking about the rubber, when we first got on to this Ray come up, he called me with the shit. So, I mean, I'm with the
okay.
shit. But, I mean, at the same time, we got another little small fish sitting at the hook. If they don't bite after the shootout, I get right on.
Hey, Rent, now hold on, Rent. Look how long ago that been, Rent. That been 3 years ago. That been 3 years ago when I come up with that, right?
It don't matter, man, where it is above, whatever you say. Hey, when a person tells you something, I think
I tell you what, Rent. When we get to the track Saturday, if everything goes right, bring your wallet with you then. Bring your wallet with you.
Hey, money ain't no problem.
Oh.
I'm not saying
yeah.
money is the problem.
See,
that's one thing about me.
Well, I'm just saying, bring you, I bet you on back meter, huh?
So
I'm with the shit. Mm-hmm. Bring yours, I bet you on back meter, huh? I'm with the shit.
Hey, Ren, that's one thing about me. I don't let race. Race don't pay my bill. That's just a hobby.
Well, you don't want to say that. You don't want to say Brian Wild.
Hey, John.
Go ahead.
They try to do it for 5K. They try to do it for 5K.
Yeah.
That's a race.
Hey, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Don't worry about it. Tyrone told me don't worry about that.
Hey,
right there. Money. Huh?
Yeah. Like I said, we got another fish nipping at the hook after the shootout. If don't nothing go on, we don't get nothing. We'll see what's up.
All right, that'll work then. You may get your hook on. You may get what you're looking for.
What?
Ooh, Lord, to have mercy.
This race right here need to go on Saturday. It's been going on for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So both of us
get
gonna be
out
at the track
get
Saturday.
Out
we gonna do something.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh.
Yeah, all damn, right. Joe.
Well,
he's
getting the class.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know Marvin Posey gonna be there too now to get in the class.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody worried about Marvin, man. Them guys said they getting on down the road, man. They ain't worried about Marvin.
Nobody with
$100
with
a
small
tie
can get in
it.
Right, absolutely.
Right. That's right. Yep.
Well, there it is.
Yep. There
it is. The two men have spoke.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They have spoke. Let me see if I got anybody else that want to get their mic open. Let me see. So we getting grease on here. Hey, fella, Now, this is what's going to happen. Now that we done got everything I know, I need anybody and everybody that's on this thing that can hear me. If you want to say something, I need you to press the one, but I don't want nobody to be deprived from what they just heard or what they want to say. Press the one button if you want to make a statement, call somebody up, or lock in, because we're going to close this show down in 3 minutes. Unless we start talking about locking in. I'll run this motherfucker all the way to 9 o'clock. I promise y'all I will. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Boom.
I will.
Hey, Boom, I tell you what, it's going to be a good Saturday. It's going to be a good Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Hey, no rain in the forecast.
That's what's up. Ain't no excuses. Yeah, we've been trying to do this way for what, 3 years? We've been trying to do this one race for three years. Yeah. Yeah, it ran out the last two races. This is the third year. So it's going to help. It's going to help. And goddamn me, I'm going to talk about a motherfucker like a dog. All y'all got to do is ask more. I get on that microphone and talk a motherfucker. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to make it happen, bro. It's going down. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying, me? So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, don't seem like nobody else wanna call nobody out. Don't seem like nobody else wanna get on the court with the basketball or with the nicest ball or whatever you wanna call it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So this is what we're gonna do. Until the next time. Oh, hold on. They can't close the call. They're hitting the button. They're hitting the button. Hey, I told y'all I run this bitch at 9 o'clock. I run it tonight. I got 225-2803.
Oh, Mr. Country. Hey, what time's the track open, Boom? The Country.
12 o'clock. The track opens at 12 o'clock, and we're going to be hot at 4.
At 4. Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know what time I show up with my golf cart, you know. Ride around and talk shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right,
we'll
see y'all.
Hey,
see y'all Saturday.
Hey, okay. Bring that golf cart. I might need a lift every now and then. Mm-hmm. I think that was Mo Jesus hollering at you. Yeah, I think so.
What's up, Mo?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Good, man. I'm actually headed out of Morgan City. I had to come down here and take care of something and headed back home. Now I've seen the show pop up.
Hell yeah, man.
A show going on. A good storm show going on.
Hey,
I'm like, what the hell? Boom, seven in the show.
Hey.
On the show. So.
Yeah.
We'll be there
by the way,
brother,
guys, how y'all? Oh, yeah. I want all the races to know, man. Big Country is the reason, and Daniel is the reason that this show is going. These are the guys that paid for this show, man. And I take my hat off to them guys, man. And like Country said, he don't even miss it out of his money. You know what I'm saying? It's a direct withdrawal. And we have had a couple people that have made $10 donations and shit like that there.
Jimmy Marshall has, DMX has, you know, DMX's contributors, a few people has, and I appreciate that.
I don't mind doing it, like I told you, man.
Yeah, it's for everybody, bro. I mean, I've been doing it for, I think, 2 years now, 3 years now, bro, and it's what, I mean, shit. I know everybody enjoys it. I know I enjoy it when I get time to get on it. So, keep going.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So.
Oh, yeah.
But,
absolutely.
Anyway, well, yeah, we'll be there Saturday, brother. Hang out and have fun with everybody. So,
absolutely, man. Absolutely.
But,
oh, yeah.
All right, well, I'll see y'all there. So, y'all be safe.
Well, let me see if it's. All right.
Oh,
well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, huh? Who let somebody sit in? Somebody, what? Okay. All right, let's see. All right, well, I guess that's all the lockups. Anybody else want to say something before I close the show out?
All right, Boom, I'm going to let you run, too. I got my lock in, so I'm good. I'll catch y'all Saturday, but, man.
All right. So let me make it clear. Mimi, and you is officially locked up. And
you and
Devo is officially locked up.
Right? Yes.
So when y'all roll through the gate, when you Kevin, when you roll through the gate, you just give my wife $200, which is $400. And she's going to text me and let me know that the lockup money is there, and I'll go up there and get the money, and I'll have it in my pocket over the line. Because when y'all come up with whatever money y'all come up, I will give both money back to each crew. Then y'all come up with y'all pocket, or whatever y'all come up with, or whatever. If we can do it either way, I'll get the money back to y'all when y'all get there, or what I'll do, I'll hold a lockup money. That way, if somebody defaults, I can pay the fuck out money. That's what we'll do. Y'all just know y'all got $200 plus whatever y'all come up with. That's how we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Y'all just get y'all money together. You know what I'm saying? Beyond. And Devo, you do the same. You come over $200. And I understand that Rick want to make some hits in the shootout. And then after the shootout, and after his fish don't bite on the hook, you know what I'm saying? And then down on your ass, he going, what's his name? Now, I heard some other lockup, but nothing was official. So I need to get confirmation. Y'all need to call me on the back line to get confirmation on these lockups. Because I'm telling my wife is go.
What more G's at?
He on here.
I'm right here.
Mo, me and you locked up, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's another lockup, boo. Me and Mo G's is locked up.
Yeah, we got a if you don't hear it.
Oh, that's June Henry? Okay.
Yeah, we got a bet like
this. Hey, Mo, Devo over hometown about 400 or 500.
I don't know how deep I'm gonna be in a pot.
I got
100 on that. Curtis, I put 100 with that. I'll take 100 on that with hometown.
All right, that'll work.
I'll catch you at the track. Me and you do that.
Curtis.
You're talking about with Kevin,
Curtis,
right?
You know me and you already.
No.
Kevin and Devo?
Curtis, it's Boone. You know me.
No, I'm talking about.
Kevin and Devo.
No, I'm talking. Yeah, I like Devo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
okay.
I got Kevin. You got Devo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do 100 with
you.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know how. Look,
you
I don't know how people would be in the pot.
Curtis.
So, but me and you, we're going to bet something.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to
bet something.
I like that matchup.
Yeah. Yeah, good race, man. That's what it's all about.
Hey,
Curtis. Fuck what you got under your hood.
Curtis.
Fuck all
Curtis.
That. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the best man win.
Boom, I ain't going to miss you.
Curtis.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Don't miss him. All right, that's all I want to hear.
I tell you what, y'all better motherfucking. Look, I go down that motherfucking track. I tell you one thing, dead on y'all motherfucking ass, I'm going. I just can't lock
it
up.
Right.
Come on.
Well, y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna let me get off this show. Ooh, Lord. Y'all getting
crazy. Lock it up.
Lord, it's gonna have mercy.
It's up there.
I just can't lock it up. You know it's up there. I just can't lock it up. It'd be stupid for me to lock it up.
What you told me at the time on FEMA money too.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Mo, you said that you look excited at the track today while Scott Kelly was prepping that motherfucker.
Man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You don't take number. Where we at with it? It ain't gonna take number a few passes. You know what I'm saying? We'd be ready. We'd be
yep.
ready, ready. But I don't want to lock in
up.
Anticipating that shit. You know what I'm saying? I did that shit once before, and you know what I'm saying? And it was in a tight fucking spot. So I ain't gonna do that shit no more. But I tell you one thing. That motherfucker. Believe me, if that motherfucker go to the fucking. It ain't gotta go to the 8 mile. It go to the 330. If it go to the 330, I'm coming to tap to Curtis on the motherfucking shoulder.
That'll work.
Ooh.
Hey,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey, this Devo. Hey, I got $100 on the tree. Anybody want to bet $100 on the tree?
Ooh.
I'm gonna bet on the race, Devo. I'm gonna bet on the race. Me and you.
Hey, anybody want? I got $100 on the tree. So you said $100? You gonna kill him on the tree?
It's old.
Hey, my driver gonna leave him sitting now.
Hey, don't fuck around red light now.
What about the gap? What about the Gap?
Hey, anybody want to bet on the Gap? Hey, I saw it up on the Facebook today. Said somebody said he's gonna gap Debo. I got $100 that he don't.
Oh, this shit get deep now, boom. Hell, it's 8:24. It's time to get back to this motherfucker now. They don't need to shut the show off. Y'all bet y'all got that money.
Hey, get what? I ain't gonna end the show. I'm just gonna let the show run like I did the last time and go where I need to go. And still be on. That's what I'm gonna do. I ain't gonna end the show. Or some other, but see, they, everybody need to press the one button. Cause once I leave here, hold on, let me see if my daughter do it for me. If I get my daughter to goddamn me, if my daughter goddamn me, push that goddamn button down on y'all hands, I'm gonna go. Let me see. Let's see. Ain't nobody for
hey,
one button right now.
I just want to throw that out there, man. I bought three digital gauges, man, that I can't use. They're brand new, still in the box.
Okay.
Man, I'll take it with $50, $40 for them, bro. I'll bring them to the track so they can see it's all the roaches and the water. Brand new gauges. They ain't big enough for the hole that I got in my car. They small gauges.
Okay.
So if anybody interested in a man, just come look at me, come find me in here. Like I can say, $40, $50, whatever, they can get them.
All right. Hey, man, y'all hear what the man said?
Man. That was the motherfucker.
Y'all know y'all? In the truck. Oh, in the crate right here. Oh, shit, hey.
Hey, boy,
I'm
going to put it out there real quick, too. My car's for sale. This is country. My car for sale is a Roller. Anybody wants it.
Okay.
65 without all the race pack shit, 85 with the race pack shit. LS ready. Literally everything. All you need is a motor and transmission. It comes with headers, drive shaft, radiators, everything.
Oh,
set up for nitrous. I did was pull motor and transmission out of it. So.
Well, you're getting that shit away, country. Damn good deal.
Yep.
It's a proven car, too. And it's a proven car.
Okay.
It's a proven car, so hell. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I ain't nobody hit the one button yet. But I'm gonna let the show run, though. I'm going to let the show run. Because I'm trying to get a few things together myself, and
I feel like Debo and motherfucking Guns are gonna run your fucking event. I feel like we're gonna take over that motherfucking set.
I mean, that sounds good. It sounds good, and I wish you good luck on your journey. But I can tell you, Gonzo, I don't know. I like more with Gonzo.
Yeah, you supposed to.
Yes, sir.
I ain't saying that. What you mean I'm supposed to? How
Kurt,
am I
y'all
supposed
got,
to?
You supposed to. You supposed
Kurt,
to.
Y'all,
supposed
y'all got
I
anybody
bet,
locked
I bet,
up yet, Kurt?
I bet.
No, I'm still waiting on my tuner to, confirm they going, He made it home.
Oh, okay.
Confirm they going to be there yet.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's understandable, then. I understand that. Can't do it without the team,
back.
Got to have everybody there to fucking make it go. So, I can't hate on that part. I'll give you a lot of shit, but I can't hate whenever you ain't got the whole team to go.
It ain't no love, man.
It's going to be good. Though.
I'm coming to gamble, man. I'm coming to fucking gamble.
You ain't by yourself, Curtis.
Yeah,
I'll be
trying to donate a lot of
money too, so fuck it. Down on the motherfucker, y'all go. Down on somebody, y'all gonna go. All right, anybody else?
Somebody got something to say. Want to lock it in. All right. Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna leave the show. Oh. I'm gonna leave. I ain't gonna mute it. I'm gonna let the show roll. Cause thank you.
Hey, Boom. You said Ambush was supposed to lock up with one of them other cars. What car was that? I remember you telling me. Who was he supposed to race? Is that confirmed?
No, Mo know about that. Mo know about that race. Mo know about that one. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know. I remember me and you talking the other day. Yeah, you and you talking the other day, and you said you thought that they was supposed to.
Yeah.
Ollie was supposed to run somebody. I can't remember what you said.
It's supposed to. Yeah, it's gonna be LS on LS Prime type stuff. I mean, F body on F body Prime. It's more bad.
Okay.
You
know, I was just curious.
Say it again.
I was just wondering if they ever got that locked, if that was locked up or confirmed or whatever. I didn't know. I don't remember the car you told me. I knew it was a car from Mississippi. I was just trying to see what car.
Yeah. There's some called John Ferguson, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some called John Ferguson, you know. Yep. So, we're going to make it happen. We're going to see what's going to happen anyway. Huh?
So, I'm going to have to bet with home team. You know, I'm about to go with Ali. If he's from Mississippi, you know that. So, I was just wondering what Paul was. It may be some pennies, I bet, but I just, you know, I can't bet against my buddy Ali. So.
Hey, Boom.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all listening?
You ain't holler at Mad Lab and see what my guys had going on? You know, with the Fairmont shit? Mad Lab.
Oh, no, I haven't heard anything from none of them guys. I pretty much know they're going to come to that street cross shootout. Type shit, and you know they're gonna do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
you know they'll.
I got the
poke
right back down.
Somebody come straight off the trailer too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They will. You sure right?
Yeah.
Yep, you right. They will come straight off the trailer.
Simone ass won't fuck with none of them two street cars. it'd be beating on this motherfucking chest. He won't fuck with none of them boys.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I'm gonna call it how I see it. Fuck
you. Right. So, well, you gonna make Simone get on your motherfucking name and you come out with your car. Nah.
He
ain't gonna move when you come
out,
huh?
He in the way?
Oh,
in the way.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna tell him. He can fucking get it. Hell yeah.
Gotcha. Y'all motherfuckers think Curtis think you something sweet out there, huh?
Man, I was gonna make y'all event, bro, but my tuna popped up and took a month vacation, bro. My car would have been there, man. But shit happened.
Uh huh.
I'm happy he took a break because he was fucking my pockets up.
Right. Yeah. Hey, man. This shit costs, man. And that's what I tell them, anybody, man. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do, man. And what you can't do, don't worry about it. My truck been sitting on that trailer since I purchased that motherfucker. It ain't moved. They be still sitting on the trailer right now. Hey, yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, Boom. Big Bebo, man. Hey, Boom.
I'm listening.
Hey, yeah, this Bebo, man. I'll let you know, man. I got to go real quick, you know. If Rent don't want to lock up, I got to go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I understand. Hold on before you go. I got two mics I'm opening. both of y'all mics, 0679-5615, y'all mics open. Okay, D-Bo.
I'm in here, Carson.
What's up, Ali? No, I was just wondering, bro. I was asking if you had, Boom had said something about you racing somebody from Mississippi. I was just wondering
man,
if that was.
Look, man, I said what I said the other night, and I meant what I said. And I ain't banging down from a motherfucking thing.
That's what I said. I ain't betting against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all good. But shit, I got people calling me from Atlanta, man. I'm going to holler at y'all today.
All right, Lolly,
we'll
see you Saturday.
There it is, man.
All right.
Just on a closing note, y'all. Well, not on a closing note, but on a note, y'all. Y'all keep in mind, we're finna do the banquet. So y'all get y'all little $20 together. You understand me? And
change,
and I have the tickets. And I have the tickets available. Most definitely for the Madisonville boy.
I was shit.
Probably what I'll do is I'll use
this shit last time. You with?
I think somebody's talking. They don't know that music.
That's Curtis motherfucking there. He know he talking.
My bad.
Oh.
My bad.
That's Curtis.
My bad.
Fucking talking shit the whole time. Don't even realize he's on the music.
Yeah, Curtis now, man. Curtis and them boys. Curtis done way in fucking Houston, some motherfucking well.
Yeah. Man, I'm in Houston, man. Man, look at this cold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
You get him a hamburger.
Yeah, man. I had to pay to go through that damn toll,
brother,
man.
Hey, Clay, you at home, Clay?
No, man, I'm coming out of Morgan
Clay?
City, bro. That's why I was gonna get on there, but I'm on these. I'm actually passing by no problem right now. Believe it or not, headed home.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm trying to. I had to go down to Morgan City. I'm headed back up now.
I'll give it a safe. I'll leave it over.
Yeah, if I was at home, I'd jump on there for you and do the board, but I ain't on there. So.
Oh yeah.
Driving.
Hey, hold on, 504-7032.
Hey, Boone, it's Clyde. I'm just listening.
7-3- Hey, what's up, Clyde? All right.
Yeah,
you can just mute your mic, man.
All right.
Mic did everybody. Mm-hmm. But, yes, indeed. But,
Clyde, we're going to take this jet out that motherfucker this weekend or what?
Come back.
We're going to take the Jets out that motherfucker this weekend or what?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're taking the Jets out. All right. we just got to make sure that drive, we got to put it in driver mode, though. We got to make sure that driver ready so we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Get well. It's going to be all right, though. Go get well.
Man, I got a good feeling, man. I got a good feeling. Mo gonna make him a clean hitter too, man. And I think Mo and Rent gonna get it on, man. I think Mo and Rent gonna get it on.
I think
Mo and Rent gonna get it on. Cause I don't think Mo just gonna let Rent come bully his motherfucking event like that. God damn it. So I think Mo gonna try.
This is what I'm saying now. Yeah, I can tell you. And guess what? You may be right. It might not be on a call out, but I believe that if they want to show each other in the fucking shootout, something's going to happen. You understand me? Something got to happen. You understand me? Something got to happen. You know what I'm saying? In a shootout, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Mo don't like to do nothing but the shootout. So if they go across each other, that motherfucker, I mean, what last man standing type shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no second place. I mean, it's a second place, but you don't get nothing but a trophy for second place.
I think we're gonna get in the shootout too, man. We're gonna get in there too. So if we run across, you know, we're gonna have to grudge or something.
Oh yeah. Really? And well, fella, look. I appreciate everybody for coming on this special show, man. We had a great show. We had a full night, man. And y'all racers have been very supportive of the show, man. And y'all keep up the good work. Until next Tuesday for the Race Report. And hope to see all y'all and y'all friends and family for the Go Hard or Go Home Part 6. It's really supposed to be Part 8, but it's Part 6. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, see y'all at the race.
If I hit it one